Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Amy E. Thomas, author of the book Confessions of a Sociopath, A Life Spent Hiding in Plain Sight. It's so fascinating. Amy herself diagnosed as a sociopath. And in this, takes us kind of on her journey and tells us what it's like thinking this way. Helps have us better understand how a mind like this works as opposed to a neurotypical individual. The difference between living with this and living a productive life and, finding ways to get along with others and those who end up taking this down a dark road. I know you had mentioned manipulating people was something that you wanted to learn to break away from. Obviously, some people go far beyond that into violent territory. Was that something that you felt it would have been easy to almost fall into? Or is that takes another type of layer to a human being to take this further and darker?
I would say probably another layer. You know, they're installing along the stretch of the freeway where I live, like a new type of guardrail, the cable kind. And yeah. I think like how many people must have died on the stretch of the freeway in order for them to spend the money on the guardrail?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about guardrails recently, you know, and most drivers, like I've never seen an accident on that stretch of the freeway, but it must be happening, right? Because sure. Otherwise they wouldn't install it. And I think for a lot of people, they have the guardrail of, you know, empathy is a big one where they think, you know, I could never do something bad to another person because I have this guardrail of empathy that makes me feel bad when I do it,
sure.
You know, so there's really no kind of incentive to do it. And I can see, like, if you don't have that guardrail of empathy and you don't have the guardrail of something else to kind of replace it, then I could see that if you were already inclined to hurting people, it would be easier and you probably would get more pleasure out of it than you would if not. You know, it reminds me, I have a friend who is an alcoholic and then, you know, got out of rehab and got, I forget what the shot is, but it makes it so the alcohol doesn't have as much of the effect, you know, and the idea is to try to disassociate that connection in your mind between, you know, drinking the alcohol and getting pleasure, because the idea is you'll drink the alcohol, but nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that you have to, if you are conscientious enough, you know, even as a psychopath, as a sociopath, to realize, you know, some of these behaviors are really just going to lead me to a bad place, there are other things that you can kind of replace it with. You know, for me, I grew up Mormon, and I found the teachings to be like really light, you know, and really like I did appreciate them even as a child. I like to think, you know, there's somebody named Jesus who loves me, you know, it like appealed to me, and it appealed to my grandiosity too, a little bit, because, you know, especially in Mormon theology, kind of a little bit famously amongst Christian religions, the idea is that, you know, there's the famous couplet, as God, or as man is, God once was, as God is, man can become. So the thought that we're all going to grow to be like God is like a Mormon tenet. And so I thought, yeah, you know, that makes sense to me. I'm also going to be a God of worlds or whatever. Right. In order to get there though, you had to, you know, sit still in church, and you had to do these things. And so I kind of got used to thinking, you know, just like I can get the things that I want in school by just do my homework, and I can get the things I want in life by, you know, go to law school. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of just got used to doing that, where I thought, well, I can just do these things instead to get the things that I want. And I, you know, even though I like the physicality of kind of violent activities, you know, I've always been attracted to things like football, you know, flag football, which really kind of gets a little rough, or like I wanted for a while to be a roller derby skater.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah. Or like even like World of Wrestling, we used to kind of pretend that, you know, like I've always liked, even when I surf, you know, I don't mind crashing. I almost liked having my body thrashed around in the wave. You know, there are things like that that I enjoy. I never have had kind of bloodlust, but it is true that I know people that have. And I think, you know, one thing about bloodlust, I think it's often associated with psychopaths, but I kind of think, you know, psychopaths feel powerful. They tend to feel powerful and seek power too. But if somebody is like, somebody needs to hurt somebody in order to feel powerful, it feels to me, you know, just my own reaction is that that person must feel weak. You know, and I don't really relate to that. Sure. So, yeah.
Is it the extremes of behavior that is attractive? You had mentioned, you know, people getting pleasure out of hurting people, and to everyone, you know, who doesn't have that, it's not something that you necessarily have pleasure in. It's an intense emotion if you hurt someone intentionally or accidentally, but it's not necessarily pleasurable. Is that something where, because there seems to be, or the volume is always very low, and you're not necessarily, you know, feeling things on a healthy level of others, that it takes such extremes, and you're attracted to such extremes because it does make you feel something? My example would be like in a murderous type situation where a killer goes and does something extreme. Stabs a bunch of people, for example, like the Brian Koberger situation and the allegations against him. He talked about not having an ability to feel, not feeling empathy, not feeling anything when he's hugging grandparents. And it like switched over for him in his youth. All of a sudden that those feelings were just gone. And he didn't know where or why it happened, but they weren't there. Is it like the only way you can kind of get that, I don't want to say rush, but just a ability to feel something that, makes individuals with that are sociopathic in some cases carry out violent crimes?
You know, it's a good question. I think I should pause and say that I think a lot of kind of the most famous killers are not sociopaths. Like, okay, probably the only ones I think are like, you know, Ted Bundy.
Sure.
You know, super charming guy or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't know that much about that many of them, but like Jeffrey Dahmer just seems like he has like a mood disorder or something. But if it's true that somebody's saying that they don't feel anything and that they feel that they kind of need that sort of stimulation, it's a little bit like the existential angst that I was referencing, you know, about, you know, when I was a younger person, kind of in my 20s, yeah, is when I started to feel this existential angst, where I realized, you know, it's kind of a superpower to not care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
But then the flip side of it is you don't take anything personally. And if you don't take anything personally and you don't really have a sense of self, there's never self-expression for you. Like nothing matters. Everything has like this absurdist quality, kind of like the French absurdist writers,
yeah,
where it, you know, there's nothing that seems to matter. And then you always hope that that's not true. You always hope that finally something is going to matter to you. And there's almost like a craving to prove to yourself that something does matter. Uh-huh. So I could kind of see this with people like that. I probably don't think it's like thrill seeking, you know, something like that, something such a big splash. Maybe it is to finally feel like, you know, this actually did matter to me. Because if nothing matters to you, then life seems meaningless. And if life seems meaningless, then, you know, there's a huge existential chasm that you're going to constantly be experiencing in terms of like, why am I alive? You know, what am I even here for? What's the purpose of consciousness? You know, it's very, I would imagine, unsettling to experience it. I've experienced it like just a little bit in terms of boredom. But I imagine if your brain has been disconnected so much, either through like psychopathy or from whatever else, there could be a brain tumor or there could be anything else that's kind of disconnecting you from like a sense that of meaninglessness or a sense of meaning, I guess, disconnect you from a sense of meaning, then yeah, that would be so haunting. I can't imagine like life lived that way. If you didn't turn to suicide, it seemed like you would turn to like very outrageous behavior because I have sensed, you know, this existential angst just a little bit. And it's the worst feeling in the world. Like you could not live that way. And it was finally what caused me to, you know, be like, you know, I'll give up the superpowers, some of the superpowers of psychopathy and make a huge change in my life because I was like, I cannot keep living this way.
Yeah.
You know, something has to be different.
I mean, would sociopaths turn to suicide often? Or if there's that lack of feeling there, is there depression? I mean, does depression exist for one like that if the emotions aren't there to begin with?
I wouldn't call it depression. I would just say it's an extreme lack of engagement with the world. Yeah, where like nothing seems to kind of stimulate you, nothing seems to kind of engage you. And a lot of psychopaths I talk to describe this as boredom.
Okay.
So it's boredom, but they feel it in such a physical, oppressive way, you know, worse than being sick, worse than being so sick that you need to be hospitalized. That's how they feel it. And they dread it. Yeah. And so they do things to try to avoid the boredom. So some of this, you know, stimulating kind of things, they're just trying to find something that engages them.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Still have more coming up with M.E. Thomas. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any more of that conversation. It's coming to you in just a little bit right here on this very feed. If you want to follow any of the cases on a specific channel, we got it for you. The links of all of our podcast channels in the episode description. Be sure to check that out. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now as well. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.